right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
So here we are. Today's Thursday. It's May 28th of 2020. May the 28th be with you.
How many more days?
Just tomorrow. I'm glad, actually.
Thanks for hanging in there with us, everyone.
Yeah, no joke. Thanks for listening in spite of that. So today is National Work From Home Day.
Oh, it's kind of been like that for some people. A little bit longer than that, right?
You're killing that one, right? Also, today is National Burger Day.
So okay.
Another reason not to start a diet today because you need to have a burger. I used to hate when people would say burger without ham in front of it.
My mom would do that. Hey, you want some burgers tonight?
Hate it.
Why?
I don't know, but now I say it.
Well, is it made of ham?
That's the problem. Is why were we calling it a hamburger when there was no ham involved?
A cow burger.
But still, like, it's a hamburger, right?
Yeah.
Make me a burger. But I guess we say, get me a dog, too.
I don't know of anyone that says, get me a dog.
I think so.
No.
Yep. I like a dog and a burger. You don't think so?
Maybe burger, but I don't know about dog.
I think people say dog, too. My father-in-law would.
Give me a dog.
Give me a dog over there. Give me some onions. Onions is what he would say.
Onions?
Onions.
With a G?
Yeah.
Onions.
So Kai pronounced it like that forever, too. The same way I pronounced guacamole as guacamole for most of my life. Thanks, Nana. Appreciate that. Can we have some of that guacamole?
Guacamole. The G is silent.
The G turns into a W.
A W.
I think some people do say it like that, and that might be the correct way. Maybe my grandmother was actually Hispanic.
Maybe she, okay. Yeah.
My mother is Japanese. My grandmother's Hispanic.
You're so diverse.
And I'm a Texan. So, yeah. Horns.
Oh.
Did you ever do the Hook'em Horns?
No, I didn't.
It's like a Texas thing, Texas Longhorns.
It was either you were a Horns or an Aggie.
Yeah, it was a big deal back then, right? So I do have a complaint today I want to issue. And if I sound different on the radio this morning, I want to apologize. Because I always want people to feel comfortable with what they hear, right? It's like, hey, that's our friends. We know what they sound like. We kind of know what they're going to do in a way. You know, we don't know exactly what they're going to say, but we know who they are and kind of what to expect. And hopefully that's why you enjoy
sound.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. But this morning I might sound different because I decided to eat a piece of pizza before it had time to cool. And I thought it had cooled enough. And I bit into the pizza and the cheese stuck to the roof of my mouth, and it was on fire.
So basically, you have, like, burns on the roof of your mouth.
I can feel it. I can feel, like, where the skin is gone and probably tissue.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do we do that?
You were so hungry. You couldn't just wait, like, just a few more seconds, Brandon? No.
I get peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth, right? I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, if I eat a hamburger, the cheese doesn't stick to the roof of my mouth. But on pizza, it's almost like it's Velcro to the roof of your mouth. And it's on fire. And you're like, how do I get this thing off of here?
No, the best part is watching the person right after they take the bite.
Yeah, which is what I was doing. And I'm like, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you stand up and like try to?
Yeah, because I felt like I was on fire. And then you're like, well, I don't really want to reach my finger into my mouth.
Were you kind of a baby and like screamed and said something to your wife? And
listen. We're not going to get into that.
Do you have any aloe vera for the roof of my mouth?
Yeah, that sounds real safe. Let's drink some hydrogen peroxide too, Kelly. That's great advice.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 1991, and Doug Stone had the number one song in country music on this day.
Just the way I saw you last night.
All right, Doug Stone in a Different Light, number one on this day in 1991.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Got Your Gossip.
All right, Got Your Gossip on. Guess what? More drama in the world and relationships of the Kardashians and the Jenners, right? I know it's hard to believe, but we now have it confirmed that there has been a big breakup with Sophia Richie and Scott Disick, who was the, baby daddy of Kourtney Kardashian's kids.
Yes.
So, if you remember, it looked like everybody loved Sophia Richie and everything was all great. They were all even hanging out together. like going out on yachts together.
Mm-hmm.
The kids and Sophia Richie, et cetera, et cetera. And now the rumors and the reports have been confirmed that they have split up. They've been together 3 years. The relationship at this point is on a break. And the reason is because Scott Disick has wanted to get some help, even tried to check himself into rehab at one point, if you remember. Then they leaked a photo and he left. But Sophia Richie thinks at this point he really needs to work on himself and not have the extra stress of that public relationship. So at this point, Scott Disick and Sophia Richie have broken up.
It may be sunny, but Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande are calling for rain. They partnered up with the Weather Channel with this funny weather spoof segment to promote their new song, Rain On Me. If you haven't heard Rain On Me, do we actually have that, Mr. Baxter?
Yes, I'm always ready, just in case you throw me a curveball, which you just
did. I want to keep you on your toes.
Well, thank you
very
much.
But if you haven't heard it yet, this is what it sounds like.
I'm ready, rain on me.
Legitimately my favorite song right now.
I know. I was going to let everybody know. You just said before we went on the air, I cannot quit listening to this song.
I probably heard it 15 times yesterday. I was dancing around the pool. Love it.
And the video is really good, too. Yeah. But they have a video. They're going back and forth. They have umbrellas. They're giving the forecast. And here's a little bit of it. But again, it's Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande calling for rain.
It was beautiful just yesterday. But oh, wow, how things have changed. Today, it is pouring rain. We are soaking wet. And while some are complaining of the recent downpour, we would like to celebrate the rain. Live from Beverly Hills is Ariana Grande with more to report.
Thanks, Gaga. Rain on me, soon on me. Water like misery, but the people are still going.
So true, Ariana. The world is rising up in a massive act of kindness to celebrate the rain the world so desperately needs to quench the thirst of the earth.
It's actually a really cute video.
Yeah, they're basically glammed up reporters in their own house. They probably had their team there. But you can see it. We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
At the end of the video, you can see they do have their team there. And they have like a little water hose. And they're dripping the top of the umbrellas to make it look like it's raining. Yeah. It's actually pretty cute. And gotcha gossip on a big return to the ring for Mike Tyson. Yeah, you know, we told you that Tyson was ready for a comeback. It looked like for boxing. No, he showed up last night on All Elite Wrestling Dynamite. AEW Dynamite. He had a big confrontation with Chris Jericho on the show that led to a physical altercation, and people had to come out and pull them apart. Here's what it sounded like last night on AEW Dynamite.
Apologize to me right now. Okay, you look great. Apologize to me before I knock your damn teeth down your throat. You understand me?
Tyson's up in his face. And get ready.
Don't hold your breath, LeSean.
And here we go.
Jericho, look at Tyson. Tyson trying to look at right handle belt work by Jericho.
How many guys are in the ring at this point? Like 20?
The locker room is empty to restrain Chris Jericho and Iron Mike Tyson.
Would you want to be out there face to face with Tyson?
Nope.
Because there's no telling, man. He might just go ahead and give you a live round. Bam! Anyway, it was a big brawl last night on AEW Dynamite. If you want to check out Mike Tyson back in the ring with Chris Jericho, you can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. It is up right now.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
You ever thought that you wanted to go to space?
Yeah.
Like, you see those space launches, how they were trying to do that launch, mm-hmm. and the people are strapped in, and they're about to leave mm-hmm. the planet.
Right, now that you say leave the planet.
Think about that. You're strapped in that little space.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, to me, would be like being in the elevator at the Peabody in Memphis.
For a long, long time.
But there's no window. Like, I'm okay if there's a window and I can see out. I don't know why in my mind that makes a difference in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can see out, at least I can flag down help if I'm stuck.
Okay, well, that might be hard to flag down help when you're in a spaceship.
Well, I know that. Like, what if I had a panic attack in space?
You would.
I think I would be there. And, like, the media is going crazy, right?
Yeah.
And they're all filming it, and they've been on with the live stream for 3 hours, and I'm strapped in, and we're about ready for the takeoff. And I'm like,
you'd be the best part of the show.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Look at that guy.
It ain't going to be the weather that stops this takeoff. It's going to be Brandon Baxter right now.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So around 3:30 a.m., an alarm went off at a Wells Fargo Bank branch in San Diego, California. San Diego, California.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, when the cops got there, they found a guy had broken a window to get inside the bank after hours. Now, I can't imagine who pulls off a bank heist for this, but he wasn't there to rob the vault or steal any money. All he wanted to do was some time with a microwave in the bank's break room so he could heat up some Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
When the police arrested him and asked him if it was worth it to break into a bank just to heat up some food, much less a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pockets.
Oh, stop.
He said, quote, heck yeah, it was worth it. But speaking of Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Oh, will you stop?
Did you hear about the new kind of Hot Pocket that has fish? Yeah.
No, I haven't.
They're called Cod Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Cod Pockets.
That's wrong in so many
and there's
ways.
Even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I want you to picture your relationship with your in-laws.
Yep.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yours
Love
are listening.
Y'all.
Mine are probably listening, too. And we have great in-laws. Let me go ahead and say that. But some people don't. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people aren't real crazy about their in-laws. And there's a woman in the United Kingdom who is really upset because she is so upset with her in-laws, she is thinking of divorcing her husband because of her in-laws.
What they do?
It's not just because she doesn't care for them all that much. It's because they bought the house next door.
Oh. Oh.
Can you imagine? So, you know, like the good thing about like in-laws or people like that is typically you have the chance to see them, experience them, and then go back home.
Right.
Imagine if they were right next door.
So you get to see them, experience them, but the experiencing never stops.
They're always there. They need some milk. They need some butter. They need some eggs.
Backyard, front yard.
Yeah, when you go out to the mailbox, guess who's going to be there? Hey, I need to ask you a question.
I heard you were raising your voice last night.
Oh, can you imagine? Is that reason for divorce, though?
I don't know.
You can say it. I've actually blocked your in-laws from listening right now.
No, it's not a reason.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you just got to move.
Who has to move?
They do.
So they can't move in next door. If a house went up for sale right next door.
How does it get to that point? How does it get to the point to where all of a sudden, hey, the in-laws are moving in? How do you not know? And how can you not? I would hire people to maybe deter them from that house.
Yeah.
Like, where they'd be like, oh. Like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, someone died in that house. They say it's haunted. That's what I would say. That's what I would say.
If it was
if I didn't like my in-laws.
Yeah.
Only
think about
if.
The drama, though. The drama is real. They're right next door. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that conversation? Hey, just talked to mom and dad, and they said that they bought the house next door.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine? It's like everything reaches a boiling point real fast in a situation like that. So, true story out of the UK, the woman is considering divorce. She doesn't want to be that close to the in-laws. She wants to be more than 6 feet apart.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Thursday, May 28th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Stephanie Tyner of Stuttgart, who celebrates today. Skyla Wood of Cushman is 5. Caleb Farmer celebrates a birthday today. Paige Doles of Stuttgart. Mark White has a birthday. Abigail Phillips of Jonesboro is 16. Jennifer Smith Haven has a birthday today. Trevor Hill of Jonesboro. Nanette McClanahan from Wynn. T.R. Stone of Leechville turns 34. Maddie Fortune of Stuttgart. Carolyn Merrick of Slovak has a birthday. Clara Lusk, check this one out, 91 today.
Aww.
So happy birthday. And Travis Pankey of Sedgwick is turning 45. that says, "We love you, stay safe, and keep trucking home. Love, Lisa and the girls." So, happy birthday, Travis. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say...
Happy birthday!
To all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Seth Rollins is 34 today, WWE superstar. Michael Orr is 34. That's the former offensive tackle whose life was inspired the Blind Side. Let's see, Elizabeth Hasselbeck is 43. She was one of the first people on Survivor. Man, I cannot talk today. Or every day. All right. And she was also on The View.
Yep.
Kylie Minogue is 52 today.
Ooh, I do remember, because I think we played a song by Kylie Minogue for a minute on our pop station. Birthday to Kylie Minogue, who celebrates today.
Roland Gift is 59. He sings for the Fine Young Cannibals.
One of my favorite bands, the Fine Lung Cannibals. I wonder if they have asthma.
Because, like,
the Fine Lung Cannibals.
John Fogerty is 75 from Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator song. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortune and
CCR. John
Fogerty.
75. See if you know this one too. John Fogerty, 75.
Rudy Giuliani is 76 today. And Colby Calais is 35 today.
Ooh, I liked Colby Calais.
Because every time I see a bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile.
I think she was originally discovered on YouTube back in the early days of YouTube.
I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you.
That's good, right? So Colby Calais is also involved in a country band right now. The band is called Gone West. They have a single out that's called What Could Have Been. This is Colby Calais and Gone West.
It feels like we've got unfinished business.
It's a good song.
We left blood on the tracks, sweat on the sand, fire in the hills, a bullet in the belt. Words never said in a story that didn't end. It's like you're on the mend and I'm on the bottom. We folded our hands with money on the table. Tried moving on, but I keep coming back again. To what could have been.
That song's called What Could Have Been. Colby Calais in there. She's 35 years old today, and another birthday just came in, too.
Yeah, special happy birthday to Merritt Probst from Jonesboro. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great day today.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So just to clarify, I was raised by a woman, right? And because of that, I might be a little more sensitive than most dudes.
Yeah, it's good. You can admit that. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I'm a man of means. And along come means. Two, and I got nothing but to change.
Mm-hmm.
I got
Thank you.
Different strokes.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so I can be a little bit emotional. I was in my kitchen last night watching a new music video, and it brought me to tears, and I couldn't stop crying. And my wife ignored me, and my son ignored me, and I was just crying.
Well, she knew because she sent me a text that said, "Brandon's crying again."
That's really bad. So I was watching the new Tim McGraw video for the song I Called Mama. Mm. And it's one of those emotional feel-good cries. It's not necessarily all sad cries, because some cries are okay. This is a cry where families are coming back together. where mothers are reuniting with their children, where a son comes back from war, where basically a son shows the mother, you know, her grandchild for the first time. It's really, really a sweet video. And it goes perfectly with the new Tim McGraw song. Again, the song is called I Called Mom.
So I stopped off at a Texaco, bought a Slim Jim and a Coke. Parked out by the water just to watch that river flow. Grabbed my guitar from the backseat, wrote a song just for me. And I sung it for the blue sky and a couple live oak trees. I thought of home, grabbed my phone from my pocket, and I called Mama. It rang a couple times and she picked up. I can always hear her smile when I call. I just
it's
called
really, really
to tell you that I
love. And like my favorite part, I think, is when, I don't know, like the mother is probably in her 90s and her 60 or 70 year old son shows up and she still gets excited.
Yeah.
All right, it's really sweet. If you want to have one of those feel-good moments about Mama, check out the Tim McGraw video, I Called Mama. It's up today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard and his wife Haley announced back in March that they were expecting their third child. Now, they have 2-year-old Olivia and 9-month-old Luca, and then they're going to have a newborn.
Good grief.
Okay? So this may mean that they're stopping at 3 kids. They've been talking about the future. In a recent interview, they said that they are ready to be done when their new baby arrives.
I guess.
Tyler said, quote, "In a weird way, I think we're looking forward to the challenge. It's a rush of emotion and love that can hardly be explained. We're looking forward to experiencing that again and then just knowing we're going to be finished." So again, they're going to welcome that child here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. So new music is obviously big here for us on the radio, and we love to hear what the artists are putting out as their next single. So Morgan Wallen has confirmed that his next radio single is going to be the song More Than My Hometown.
But I just need you to know that I love you more than a California sunset.
Single from Morgan Wallen. You can check out the full song on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Kelsey Ballerini also has new music out. The song's called Hole in a Bottle, and it's the third single from Kelsey's 2020 self-titled album. She also helped write the song. Again, it's called Hole in a Bottle. This is what it sounds like.
There's a hole in the bottle, leaking all this wine. It's already
it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Yep, both those songs coming to your radio very soon. And of course, that's your country music news, powered by Orville's Men's Store. Guys, if you want to redesign your fashion, if you've looked in the mirror, looked at pictures, you're like, hey, I always kind of look the same. You want something different? Shop Orville's Men's Store. You can shop them online right now, too, at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Thursday, Throwback Thursday. I have just now posted my Throwback Thursday video. And this goes back to 1995. This is almost 25 years ago. I'm on TV5 in Memphis in the television studio with Dave Brown, who was a legendary weatherman in Memphis, and he was the wrestling announcer as well. And I am talking trash. I'm about to form what we called the Legend Slayers. And the whole mission of the Legend Slayers was we were going to rid Memphis wrestling of Jerry Lawler, Bill Dundee, and the boogie woogie man, handsome Jimmy Valiant. So if you hear me now, this is what I sound like today at the age of 25. This is 25 years ago.
Right.
I was zero.
I was, yes.
But this is, you know, me, the wrestling personality, with my long blonde hair. I don't know what size that coat is, but I was about 120, 130 pounds, and that coat would have fit somebody who was about 220.
Were you into Miami Vice at the time?
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Listen to how I talked back then, too, because I was a little bit loud.
This is a new era, the Brandon Baxter era, and everyone is going to have to be a part of it, whether they like it or not.
Well, as I was saying before you interrupted, I'm not too happy with the Brandon Baxter era that I've seen so far. Let's take a look. If you don't mind, please stand right here. Let's take a look at this
Your
videotape.
Hair is so
I think
fluffy.
You'll understand what
we
I'm
go
talking.
To a video from the Mid-South Coliseum.
Oh, he's got his shirt off.
Yeah.
Nice pleated pants.
Guess my weight at that point, legit. Do you think it's about 130? Like 120, 130?
I was going to say 75.
Oh, thank you very much. What a jerk. The video's up if you want to check it out. My Throwback Thursday on Instagram. It's on my Instagram page, my profile. You can check it out. Brandon on KFIN. It's also up on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you saw me in public and you saw me in public embarrassed and you saw me wanting to crawl into a hole, I want you to know that I'm okay today.
And next time, get out your phone and record it and send it to me.
No, don't do that. Man, man. Here's what I want to issue a public service announcement.
Is it a service announcement or is it an apology?
No, it's not an apology. I need people to apologize to me for what happened.
Oh.
But I do want to apologize to the people who were behind me in line who had to witness
That's the worst.
My little meltdown.
Mm-mm.
Because I went to the store, my wife needed two things. I need some caramel for my coffee, and I also need some vanilla syrup. So I'm like, okay, cool. Husband of the year is going to run there real quick on the way home for lunch, right? Then I pick up a couple other things. I'm like, I'm hungry, got to eat. Why are you doing that face?
I'm just scared for you right now.
So I go in there and I'm like, I probably spent $42, right?
On two things?
No, I bought a couple more things, like, you know, pizza and stuff like that.
Your candy bar.
I went to the store hungry, which is a mistake, man.
I know.
You can't do that. So anyway, so I'm there in line and one of the people who always is there at the store, who I'm familiar with, you know, doing the checkout thing, we're talking about how long she's been at the store. She starts talking to me about radio, so we have a little bit of a radio discussion and music and
so
morning show.
So she knew who you were.
So we're talking about this, and she says, I'm sorry, could you try to insert the chip again? And I'm like, okay, I'll do it again, because I thought maybe it was their fault.
It was the card reader's fault.
Yeah, probably, because sometimes they have issues with that. Yeah. They're used all day long, so they do it again, and it doesn't work again. And, it doesn't work again. And I'm the guy who says, well, try again.
Oh, you forgot to put your check. You forgot to deposit your check.
Automatic. It automatically goes in there. Direct deposit.
Hmm.
So I'm in there in line, and there's people now who are stacking up behind me because I was like the guy you wanted to be behind if you had to go to the cashier because I didn't have that much stuff.
Right, yeah.
Right, I had like 7 or 8 things. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, we'll get behind him because this will be really fast as long as his card is approved. So my card is declined, I don't know, 4 or 5 times in front of the lady.
Does she say it out loud? Sorry, sir, your card's been declined.
She was very polite about it, but then she decides she's going to walk around. So I start apologizing to the people in line because they're hating me, wishing they chose a different line.
Was your face so red?
Had to be.
Like
I mean,
it
I probably
was on fire.
Fire engine red. Because here I am. I'm pretty, I'm sure I have money in the bank, right?
Yes.
Unless somebody did something to my account. I'm pretty sure there's cash in there to be able to afford $42. So she comes around and she's swiping. And I guarantee you, between she and I, we probably did my card about 10 times. She then has to call customer service. Mm-hmm. So the light starts going off, right? And it, because like, this guy needs help.
Oh,
and I'm sitting here like, OMG. They take my whole basket from me and take me to customer service where I'm convinced it is just the fault of that card reader again. So I have them start swiping again.
How many times did they swipe your card?
Probably about 15. And I kept saying, no, try again. So I logged into my bank and I said, well, here, I have money in the bank. Try again.
So you're shoving your phone in their face to show them that you have money in the account. I think I've done that.
Is that embarrassing? Because I don't want people to think he's just broke and he's in here trying to scam groceries.
Yeah.
So I'm over here and I'm like, I'll just call the bank, right? Thinking they're going to fix it. Well, the bank says my card was compromised. They tried to mail me a card in April. Guess what? The card hasn't showed up yet. My debit card worked the day before.
Ooh.
A month after it was compromised, after they sent the letter, it was still working.
Hang on. So what did you do? Did you go home with your groceries?
No, so then they said to me, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to activate the card briefly. Tell me when you shut it off. Your card's been activated. I put it back in there. They told me it's going to work this time. Guess what? Doesn't work. Well, hang on. Give me a second. Let me refresh it. It's what they tell me on the bank. Try again. It's like a freaking game show I'm doing up here.
They thought you were loony.
Denied five more times. Kelly, I had to walk. I did the walk of shame from customer service with no groceries.
And you had to look at yourself on the camera walking out?
Mortified. It ain't like I'm not a fairly public person and fairly, you know, I mean, I kind of stand out in a lot of situations.
Did you go back?
Well, my wife shows up with the card. And then I wait there at the front door. Like I'm greeting people. Hello, welcome to the store. And that's me. And she finally gets there. It felt like it took her 30 minutes to get there, right? Because she thought it was faster if she brought me the card. I walk back in like, oh, I got money now. And I was like, this
like
is...
Like you've done something.
This is... I got it. And I wanted them to know it was the same bank account. It was merely a problem with the bank.
Did you get on the loudspeaker and like say, I'm back.
I'm back and I have my money. But then they had put my cold stuff up, so I had to walk back through the store. So anybody who witnessed any of that, I had money in the bank. I was not trying to scam groceries.
Right.
My card was compromised. My integrity was compromised.
Your integrity.
And my card never showed up at my house. I don't know where it is. I have no idea. Isn't that bad?
Man.
The same thing happened to my wife. Her debit card expired. Guess what? Her card didn't show up.
Man.
We didn't know what to do. I'm having problems. My wife was like, we need to think about this whole banking situation because something's wrong. Yeah. It's embarrassing when you go into a place and you're told you can't buy something. And then you insist that you have money.
I've been there. I know.
How awful does it feel?
It's bad.
It's like the worst ever. So if you witness that, I have money in the bank. It might not be a lot, but I can at least afford the groceries I was trying to buy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I have decided that I have a new job.
Well, that's good to reveal in front of everybody this morning.
Well, it's a job that I can do in other places, but I have decided that I can be an animal whisperer. And let me tell you why. Yesterday, I was out on my back porch doing some cleaning and stuff, and I kept hearing, I thought I kept hearing a kitten. And I, you know that, like, the really faint, like if a kitten's just born, it's the, like, real, it's not
that's
like a cat.
That's pretty loud. That's pretty loud in my ear. Back up and do it. Okay, now I get it. Yes.
Okay, so I kept hearing that. Well, I told my husband, I was like, come outside and see if you hear this. Well, he can't hear anything. And he was like, Kelly, it's over there. And he starts pointing like towards the neighbor's house.
Sure.
And I was like, no, it sounds like, and then I heard it again. I was like, it sounds like it's either on top of our roof. It's under the, so I start looking all around my house for a kitten. He's like, Kelly, you've lost it. Mm-hmm. It's over there, sweetheart. It's over there. And when he says sweetheart, I know he's being a little condescending.
Yeah. What do you say to me, buddy?
Sweetheart. Or, yeah, I'll go, all right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
All right. So he was like, sweetheart, you're just hearing things. And I'm sitting there going, there is something in distress and I can't find it. So it gets dark. I go back outside. I hear it again. So I start doing it back.
No, you didn't.
And it starts getting louder. I go back underneath my porch, like underneath the house, and I hear it again. And we had a bag-o set laid up against the house.
Yeah.
And I look past the bag-o set, and he is stuck where the little beanbag is supposed to go in the hole. He's stuck hanging there. There's a little gray kitten stuck there. It had been doing that for hours.
In the bag-o set?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, there was another cat. So Joey was right. Mm-hmm. It was the mom on the other side on another part of the house. And as soon as we let the little kitten go, it darted to his mom and it was joined with his mom. And I was like, if I would have not been able to hear that and been an animal whisperer and found the kitten, something really horrible could have happened.
See, you're an amazing human being.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
You're almost like, I don't know, like a modern day... Dr. Doolittle.
Basically, I am.
We will start from this point forward. It's going to be Brandon Baxter and Kelly Doolittle in the morning.
Wait, I have to change my last name?
I think it would probably fit in this situation.
I don't want to go through that again.
Well, should have thought about that a long time ago. Doolittle fits in so many ways as well.
That's why I drink.
It also describes how she handles this show.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is May the 28th. May the 28th be with you. Today is also National Work From Home Day, which many of you have been doing, so congratulations. Most people who are working from home don't want to go back to the office, and I don't blame you. If I did not have to come here, I would never come here.
Oh.
I mean, we could do the show still.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But the rest of the day is a waste of time.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, you say that a lot.
But it is.
Yeah, no.
Like, there's no sense in being here. Most workplaces, you can do your work. What happens at work is interruptions. So it's work from home day today. It's also National Hamburger Day.
Okay.
So my famous ranch burgers, I'm going to have to make some of those today where I get my ranch packet. Again, if you guys want to make a hamburger at home.
Okay.
And Kai doesn't like homemade hamburgers at all. He thinks the real hamburgers are bought at restaurants.
I get that. I was like that as a kid too.
I don't like it when you make hamburgers, Dad. And I'm like, but mine are good. Like the ranch burger here. And I told Michael Steele this earlier, one of our coworkers. You take a pound of ground beef and a ranch packet, like the dry powder,
mm-hmm.
and you put your cheese in there, like shredded cheddar cheese. Then you patty your burgers, right? And I like to do mine thin. That way, when I put them on the grill, they get more crispy on the edges.
I like that too.
On a toasted bun with a little bit of mayonnaise on top, maybe even some jalapenos if you like jalapenos.
Tomato.
Ranch burger. Boom.
Yum.
It's money, y'all. But if you don't feel like making a burger, a hamburger, as I would prefer to call it, where would you go today?
Gosh. Okay, like fast food, like just like the normal.
Like, no, money is no object today.
Well, there's a lot of places, but like if I was just going to run and get one, when I was growing up and now, my favorite fast food is a Wendy's hamburger.
Is it because they're square?
I think it's because they're thinner.
Yeah.
And I like the patties thinner.
Yeah. So how many patties do you go for though?
One.
Just a one?
Oh, I'm not a double or triple patty person.
I'm a double. I've never done the triple one.
No, I can't.
You don't want that much mm-hmm. meat?
No.
So anyway, National Hamburger Day today. Who has the best hamburger? If you were going to go out and have one today, who has it? We're going to put that up on our social media here in just a few minutes. Facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We were asking for the best hamburgers because, I mean, why not? We like to eat. And all across the state of Arkansas, who has the best hamburger? We want to celebrate on National Hamburger Day. What are we hearing?
Let's see. From Grace and I, the Jerry Burger at Jerry's Steakhouse in Truman. Delicious burger with jalapenos on it.
Ooh, their jalapenos are good. Mm-hmm. I've never tried the burger there because I always go with...
A steak.
Yeah, what right? do I call it? The large. Give me that large sirloin. Yeah.
Sherry Gibbs says, cheese hamburger at the Hamburger Station in Paragould, no doubt.
Okay.
Let's see. Jessica says, Fat City has great burgers.
Oh, yeah.
And Zach Riggs says, Yes Dog Grill has the best burger in town paired with their seasoned fries. You just can't go wrong.
There you go. So we want to know who has the best burger you've ever had on our Facebook page this morning.
Facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's on Brandon Baxter in the morning, National Hamburger Day. We celebrate the hamburger today.
Yeah.
I like to call it the hamburger. Some people just like to shorten and take the ham out and just do burger.
And you don't like that.
Don't like that. I used to argue with my wife. It's not a burger. How about burgers? Nope. Well, hamburgers.
It's not a ham burger either.
How about a beef burger?
Or a cow burger.
Or I don't know if cow burger. I don't think, well, I guess we do say chicken and frog
See,
legs.
A chicken sandwich.
Huh.
Yeah.
Here's a cow sandwich.
Maybe we should change it.
I'm not sure if that's a good idea, Kelly, well, but...
There's a lot of people chiming in on what they think is their favorite hamburger of all time.
All right, so we need to have hamburgers today. I need to know places I can go because I will eat one for each meal.
Okay. Well, Brittany Garner says Five Guys and then has cry faces because the Five Guys that we have in our town was destroyed. So working on that. So she said, and that was my husband's favorite place too. He loves that place.
Yeah, Five Guys is good. And those fries. The thing I like about the fries is they just pour them in the bag.
I know.
It's like, oh, that's so good.
Let's see. Ryan Troutman says Laredo Grocery in Laredo, great burgers and service.
Awesome.
Donna says you have to get a burger from Fry Guys. They are the best in Stuttgart.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to try that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for the best hamburger that you've ever had. Because, like, I think about places. Because, like, I love a good hamburger.
Yeah.
Like, do you put bacon on them?
Sometimes.
You ever tried ones with guacamole?
Ooh, like slices of avocado?
That's no, like really guacamole, good. Guacamole.
Well, I'm sure that that's good, but I like avocado too.
There was a place in Texas, and I think, how do I think it was called? Country Burger, maybe? But anyway, they had a chili cheeseburger, which was like on, you know, like toasted buns, big old hamburger patty with real chili and cheese on top.
Mm.
Talk about good.
Have you ever had the hamburger with peanut butter in it?
Yes.
Joey, my husband, loves it.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Or a blue cheeseburger. Mm. I like blue cheese. That's pretty good, too. There's so many different ways you can dress
Sounds
it up.
Good.
Like, as a kid, though, I wanted mine so simple. You know?
Ketchup and cheese only?
That's it.
Yeah.
You know? I'm still not a guy who really wants... I don't really enjoy lettuce on there because I don't really know the point of it.
I like pickle and tomato.
Like, I do. The tomato, to me, unless you're eating it right when they hand it to you, like if you're taking it home, the tomato makes it soggy. I don't want my buns to be runny. My buns need to be firm, not runny. Runny buns are not good. Please write that down. Quote of the day. I want my buns to be firm. Yet I vowed to eat 3 burgers today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's May the 28th. May the 28th be with you. Obi-Wan. Shinobi.
I don't think it's
Shinoda.
No, it's Kenobi, but you tried.
That's Italian, right?
Sorry, Star Wars fans.
So anyway, National Burger Day is today. We're asking you where we can get the best burger, like the best one you've ever had, right? So Debbie Colley says on my Facebook page, you can go to Little A's in Newport. They have good ones. Lewis says Topps Barbecue. Again, Marion in Memphis. Amanda Sanders says BA Eats. So if you want to go and try that, best burgers. What are you seeing?
Let's see. Lori says Herd's Market in Portia, Arkansas, or Hamburger Station in Paragould.
I've heard that's good, but I've never. Oh, wow. I've heard that's good. Herd's.
Nice.
But I haven't had the chance to go there yet, so we'll have to try that.
And there were several people that said Herd's.
Yeah.
Donna says Culver's Butter Burger.
Ooh, that sounds good.
TJ says LBOE in Memphis stands for Last Burger on Earth. Look them up on Facebook.
I've never heard of that. Okay.
Yeah. And Heather says, I love Highway 55 in Searcy, but the best burger ever was the Bulldog in Earl. That little place was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
There's also a place. Have you been to the Kooky Canuck?
Mm-mm.
It's in Memphis, in the downtown Memphis area. They have like a maple type thing that's really good as well. So it's the best hamburgers on National Hamburger Day. We want to know what you think on the KFIN Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you will find out about Kelly the Animal Whisperer, who she believes that she has a special skill. Or it could be the fact that she trapped a kitten under her house. So you can determine how that goes for yourself. Also, I issue an apology for anybody who saw my little meltdown breakdown in the middle of a store because, I was declined about 15 times in the store. So we go through that on the show today. We also talk about the best hamburgers out there on National Hamburger Day. You can check out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available everywhere you get your podcasts. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Lauren Lapkus and Anderson Cooper. Celebrity Watch Party, Pay It Forward Live with the Dave Matthews Band. The third season finale of Siren and the fourth season finale of The Good Fight.
Hope you guys have a good day and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.